What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to What We Said Podcast, guys.
We have a controversial episode coming up.
So if you like to have the pot stirred, stay tuned.
Just kidding. I hope that this won't be that. I don't know how to say the word controversial.
Here's the thing.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, controversial.
Oh, I said controversial.
Is it that?
Or is it controversial? Ooh, that's absolutely not right.
If you are like a sensitive person and are just going to get mad about this, don't listen. Like if you have an opinion and like to stand up for what you believe, don't listen to this. No, I'm kidding.
Well, here's the thing. I've been so nervous to record this episode. I don't know why. I've been overly nervous to record this episode. And it's just because I think everyone has such different views. I mean, on anything. But sorry, I just looked over because I thought it wasn't recording, but it is. On anything, but especially religious views and specifically within like the Mormon community, I think people just have such different views on modesty and Mormonism and everything. And so I don't know. I know that my views won't be the same as other people's, you know? I guess it just scares me to put it out there into the world.
It just opens yourself up for criticism, honestly.
Yeah.
So if you haven't guessed by now, what we're talking about today is religion. So specifically, we have gotten a lot of questions on our Instagram. I know JC gets a ton of questions on her personal Instagram about our religion. We've mentioned Mormonism before. When we had Tyson on, we kind of talked about it a little bit. But we just kind of wanted to talk about the Mormon culture because we are from Arizona, which is the towns we grew up in are pretty Mormon. There's like a lot of LDS kids.
So, okay. When first of all, I want to preface this because some of you messaged us and didn't even know what Mormonism
asked us what it was.
Is. And so when we say LDS or Mormon, that's the same thing. So LDS stands for Latter-day Saint and it's the same thing as Mormon. So that's.
Yeah. It's kind of Mormon. Mormon's kind of a nickname.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, that's just to clarify if you're confused about what we're saying. But basically we're Christian. So we are LDS. Chelsea and I are both Mormon.
Born and raised.
Born and raised. And Mormons are Christian. And we also, so we believe in the Bible and we also believe in the Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon is kind of obviously where we get the nickname Mormon from. Yeah. And it's basically just another, this is what it's actually called, another testament of Jesus Christ and just his life. So that is kind of what
I mean, that's
main,
a very brief overview.
Yeah, that's
obviously.
A very, very brief. It would be very long to get into all of the details. If you really want to know a lot about it, you can go to lds.org. It's super easy, lds.org. And
if
look
you guys
up any,
want to learn more about
Yeah, if you want to know more about it and all that stuff. But we kind of wanted to touch on more of the culture around it and what our experiences have been. Opening up about kind of what we believe is hard for us because, well, especially for JC, because she has a ton of followers and people who literally are watching her every single move. And so when they know a certain thing about her, and the thing about Mormons is there is very strict guidelines per se to other people. They say, oh, wow, like that's really strict. You can't drink coffee. You can't drink alcohol, you can't do drugs, like just very black and white is how it is perceived a lot of times. So if they know you're Mormon, sometimes they hold you up to these standards.
And then if they see anything that they think, oh, that's not, you know, they shouldn't be doing that. Then yeah,
then they judge and criticize, and not everybody. And again, this is not saying that this is how all people are of, we're just generalizing and kind of talking about our experiences with it.
Yeah. And by no means do I want to, I don't know, bash any Mormonism in any regard. Like, I think that
we are both still Mormon.
Yeah, we're both still Mormon. And also, like, it is such a huge part of who I am and how I was raised, and like, has made me extremely happy, and I feel extremely blessed. So I don't want to come across the wrong way.
Well, and I think the important part is distinguishing between the gospel itself, the actual church, and the gospel is not what we're even talking about. It's the culture around it that
can
sometimes get overwhelming, and sometimes that we, I don't know. So we'll kind of just hop into it. So
yeah.
JC, what do you think is, first of all, let's talk about modesty.
Okay.
So modesty, I mean, just a brief description of the actual word modesty is what? I don't even know, actually.
I don't know what that, I'm like, oh, do I need to go on dictionary.com?
Yeah,
modesty is, to me, I think modesty is a lot more than how you dress.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to look it up, actually.
It's kind of being not super out there, not super...
Wait, let me just read this. Okay. It says, the quality or state of being unassuming or moderate in the estimation of one's abilities. That's when you're being,
that's more like,
oh,
I'm being modest.
Yeah, you're being modest. But it's kind of the same thing. I feel like the idea
in
of
physical
being,
form.
Yeah, I feel like the idea of dressing modestly is like almost in a way, don't bring too much attention to yourself. Not in like, oh, don't wear cool items of clothing, but like the idea behind it is like, don't show too much of your body, because that's what I think the idea behind modesty is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like being modest is to not be, I think instead of they don't, it's not that they don't want you to stand out. They just don't, they want you to steer away from having that be like the soul of your purpose in life is, or your
purpose for dressing like that, like, oh, I want people to look at me. I don't know.
Well, just
know.
Be self-absorbed. I think that's what they're trying to stay away from, is like having it become that's all you care about, and like that's all that your value is. Yeah. I think that's the main reason, but it gets mixed up and it gets judgmental, and everyone has different standards of modesty.
And so, modesty means something different to every person.
Yeah.
So I think that where it gets mixed up a lot is someone has this strict idea of modesty, or how they were raised, you know, in a very strict home, and then other people weren't. And so then they judge them for that. And maybe the people who were raised more, who were raised not as conservative, maybe they even judge the conservative people. Like, okay, you're being quote unquote Molly Mormon. You're being so whatever.
Another thing is Molly Mormon. We might probably use that. We might probably.
Yeah.
We probably will use that phrase. That's kind of like
a goody two shoes.
Goody two shoes, like super perfect. That's what they call them, like Molly Mormons.
Yeah.
Where it's super cookie cutter.
Yeah.
I guess we should kind of explain as well. So being a Molly Mormon kind of, so some of the rules that like from outside culture sees that makes us seem very
different.
Strict and different is we don't have a bunch of piercings. We don't have a bunch of tattoos. This is not saying that no Mormons have this. It's just saying like, that's the kind of standard that is like put.
Yeah.
And that's not even saying that, it doesn't say necessarily in the Book of Mormon, don't get tattoos. That's just kind of we've just been taught, like growing up, you just kind of know. These are just things that you're just known, like no tattoos, no piercings. Well, I mean, besides the two, no drinking coffee,
besides
no drinking tea. Oh, besides the two basic earrings.
Yeah.
Ear holes. So one on each side. Don't drink tea. Don't drink alcohol. You don't smoke. You don't do drugs. You don't gamble. You don't, you know.
Be dishonest. There's a
million
things.
Be dishonest. Yeah, there's a million things. And you be modest. And that's another big thing. So, JC, I'm going to ask you this. What is your definition of modesty?
I think it's just, honestly, and I think it's just being comfortable with what you're wearing and how you're acting, and being in tune enough to know that, like, just feeling good about that, and also feeling good about your relationship with God. Like, you guys are almost on the same page. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it is such a personal thing, and to me, It's like if I feel good about what I'm wearing and how I'm behaving, and if I feel like my relationship with God is where it should be, then I feel great. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think I agree with that. I think everyone's kind of different, and it's not, modesty is not hating your body so you're hiding it. I think a lot of the times it's being comfortable enough in your body and loving your body, and therefore it doesn't really matter if you're covering it completely or have like, or, you know, skin showing, where it's just, you don't want to make that's all you worry about and that's all you think brings you value, as if you
look good.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, I know people who feel, they're like, well, I feel comfortable wearing whatever, you know, something mm-hmm. that maybe other people would consider immodest. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, then that's fine.
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable with it and you have a good relationship with God and that's what you want to do, then who am I to say that's not okay?
Yeah, it's that exact thing of, you have your own and you have to worry about yourself. Like, you don't really have to worry about anybody else. It's not your job to worry about what is immodest to you and what's, oh, they're wearing this. I know they're Mormon, so why aren't they wearing that? That is the epitome of the worst thing you could be doing, is if you are Mormon or if you're not and you're looking at other people's Instagrams and saying, oh,
aren't they Mormon?
Like, I thought you were Mormon. Are you Mormon? Why are you wearing that? It's like, you have no idea what's going on with them. You don't know how they were raised. You don't know if they're going through something with the church right now. And like, you don't know if, like, what their beliefs even are. So you can't be judgmental. And that's the thing that's going to push them away the most, if anything, is you saying something about that. Are you gossiping about them? And I think JC has experienced this sometime. So,
yeah. First off, I don't want to say that I avoid it. This is seriously, like, I don't know why this is such a, like,
We're trying so hard to articulate what we mean, because it is such a touchy subject and something that's, everyone feels differently about. So we should just
not even care and have no filter.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm just gonna be, like, straight and honest, I guess. So a lot of people ask me if I'm Mormon, nonstop, actually. Every single day I get a DM, are you Mormon? Are you LDS? I haven't posted about it in a while. I post, like, when we go to church, I'll post in church clothes and stuff, but I'm not really mentioning that I'm Mormon that often. And so a lot of people wonder, and I think because I haven't mentioned it in a while, people, I don't know, start assuming that maybe I'm not anymore or whatever. And so
you're not blasting it.
Yeah. And so I've gotten so many messages that are like, are you Mormon? Are you LDS? The other thing that we wanted to talk about is that, if you're Mormon, a lot of people get married in the temple, in a Mormon LDS temple, which it's a very sacred place. And so when you get married to your spouse in the temple, we believe that you're making a covenant with God. You're making a covenant to your spouse as well as to God. And when you do that, from that point forward, you wear an undergarment that basically just reminds you, it like signifies of the covenant that you've made to your spouse and to God. And it just basically, you wear it every day. Well, wear them, I guess. There's a top and a bottom. And you wear
struck by lightning.
I'm like, you wear them every day to just remember that, basically.
But they're very sacred to people who have gone through the temple, and it's not something that you see blasted everywhere. People don't talk about it. Not because it's a secret, it's just sacred.
Yeah.
So they don't, it's just something that they just don't like casually talk about and get in detail about. It's just something that each person, it's very intimate to each person though. So anyway, sorry. Go ahead with what you were saying.
So that was a side note, because I think we'll mention that a few different times. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to make that clear first. But, well, first of all, ever since me and Leif have moved to California, there's been a lot of speculation. I feel like because where we're from in Gilbert is very, just a quite Mormon community, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of similar to places in Utah that are just very Mormon, a lot of Mormon people. And that can be amazing and like awesome to be able to be around so many people who, you know, have
believe the same thing, grown up the same way.
Yeah. But I think there can also be a lot of, I don't know, just talk that goes on and gossip, unfortunately. So when we moved to California, I started hearing weird, like I would hear weird rumors about myself. Like, oh, JC and Leif don't want kids. Like they just want to travel the world and be on Instagram. And we're just like, what the heck are you even talking about? Because first of all, it's not the case at all. That's a complete assumption. And like, it's just not true. And that was mostly from LDS people back home. Like, because it really is, I don't want to say that I mean absolutely no disrespect when I say this, but a lot of Mormon people kind of follow the same path in life. Like a lot of people will go to BYU, the school BYU in Utah or Idaho. And because it's an awesome school for one, and it's also, from what I understand, pretty affordable. So I don't mean like that's perfectly normal and fine, but that's what a lot of LDS people do. And I think when people take a more unconventional path, it's kind of, I don't know, it's just different. And so obviously mine and Leif's life is very different than most people our age and most people that are LDS. There's not a huge LDS community where we are and with what we do, you know, like in the media industry, it's not super common to be Mormon. And so I think people just thought that because of that, oh, all of a sudden, maybe we're not Mormon anymore. You know, we moved to LA to do work, so maybe we're not Mormon. I don't know.
Like your standards and morals have changed.
Yeah, so we've changed. And so anyway, the more like rumors that would start and the more things that I would hear, it kind of, it didn't push me away from the church, but it just pushed me away from like even wanting to share that kind of stuff on my Instagram, because basically I would just get, I don't know, hate, to be honest, or just comments that I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. Like, it's just criticism that's unneeded and I don't want to deal with it. So people just constantly, like once they know I'm Mormon, it's like, well, are you wearing your garments? Why are you wearing this? Like, it's just constant. I don't know. All my followers are so nice and awesome for the most part, but I even took a screenshot of one message that I'd gotten from someone to send to Chelsea, because I tell her, I'm like, people are relentless. Like when I go on Instagram live, are you Mormon? Are you Mormon? Why do you never talk about it? Why do you keep avoiding it? Are you LDS? Why don't you wear your garments? On my Instagram live, constant, to the point where I'm literally, so I just ignore all of them because I just like don't even want to get into it. But then people think like, oh, she's avoiding it, so she's not Mormon. And it's like, no, I just don't want to
open myself. It's not easy to open yourself up to criticism about it when that's what you've been getting.
Well, and also, oh, well, first of all, the screenshot that I sent Chelsea was this girl saying, are you Mormon? And then a week later saying, are you LDS? And then a week later saying, you really need to tell me if you're Mormon. I'm just like,
you have to.
Like, why are you, like, people are just seriously relentless about it. So, wait, where was I going with that?
I was going to, sorry.
Do you want to go?
No, I was just going to say, you were telling me yesterday, like, people don't know what it's like to have a platform.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound like on my high horse, but, you know, I don't want to sound, you don't know what it's like, but it's,
but they don't, they really don't.
Unless you have a big, internet platform, I don't think you can adequately, like, you can't understand. And so for people, so for these people who have no idea really like what it's like or what I even do, to be like, oh, that's so bad that she doesn't ever share, you know, that she's Mormon on her profile because that should be the most important thing to her. And oh, she's obviously not that strong of a member of the church and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you don't know what it's like to get constant criticism. And I'm a very sensitive person. So those things, like words really affect me, especially when people are questioning my character and who I am as a person and literally questioning my every move.
Mm-hmm.
So it just honestly became easier for me to just completely keep religion out of my Instagram. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily a like a bad thing or a good thing, but it's not something that I'm ashamed of or that I am avoiding or that I don't want to talk about. It's just, to be completely honest,
like, and especially you want to be able to explain yourself to everybody. And like, if you just give them a snippet, they can run with it and they can just twist it to however they want. It's like, you don't even want to give them a little bit, 'cause then they'll just run with it.
Right. And so, yeah, sometimes it's easier just not say anything at all, you know? So then because I felt like, well, if I don't even tell people that I'm Mormon or if I don't answer questions about it, then they can't judge me because they don't know if I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely.
And I don't know if that's a bad way to look at it, but that's, well, just my personal.
Bad or good, it's how you think about it. And it's, no one else knows what it's like to be you. And so they can't be like, well, you should do that anyways. First of all, shitting on people is never a good way to go about living your life, because it never, first of all, works. It doesn't work to shit on people. And second of all,
I keep thinking you're saying
the S word.
Yeah. We don't cuss on this podcast. It's rated PG. Maybe PG-13 sometimes. But
always
the classic joke. No, what I was going to say is I do have other friends with platforms who do share it. And I don't know. It's just a totally personal thing, like you said. And also, a lot of those people that do share, I think that they honestly take criticism a lot better than I do. I just think I'm an overly sensitive person. Like, good or bad, I'm a sensitive person. Whether it's that I'm sympathetic and I'm like really, when someone's sad, I'm sad with them. Or whether it's the opposite where someone says something rude and it literally makes me like so upset and just so sad. I feel like that's just who I am. I don't know if I can change. So I think because I know that about myself and I know how those messages that I've received have made me feel, it makes me so hesitant to share anything like that because I don't want to get that hatred.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have what's called General Conference. It's twice a year where it's broadcasted basically to the entire world. And it's what it sounds like. It's just like a conference. And so we have speakers. We have like what we call our prophets and apostles that are called for this generation. They talk and share messages. And it's always super uplifting. And I think a lot of the times, at least for me, those are like the most inspirational parts of it. And whereas sometimes you get little snippets of it at church and, but then you kind of can hear what the overall message is of the church and you just kind of remember what's important, because sometimes it's easy for people to get so hung up on the details,
the tiniest details
of the gospel, but it's not even the gospel anymore. It's the culture. And they're like, oh, this person drinks coffee. Oh my gosh. Like, aren't they Mormon? And it's like,
Why
are you so focused on them doing that? First of all, you drink Diet Coke, which has caffeine in it, which is technically quote unquote also not, you know, considered good. And it's just as bad for your health. So I don't know why you're getting so mad at other people for doing that and worrying so much about their salvation.
Yeah.
Like when it's just coffee, when it's like everyone can do what they think is good.
Right.
Like you have to have your own questions. You have to figure it out for yourself. What you think is gonna lead you to be a more Christ-like person and be more just a good person.
And that's honestly what I feel like is what we're all trying to do, is just be Christ-like. And Christ is the most accepting, humble, loving person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's all I'm trying to do, at least, you know? And I'm not to say I'm perfect and that I don't judge people, because I'm sure I do, even just subconsciously, but it's so silly to focus on these tiny details. Oh my gosh, she has a tattoo. I thought she was Mormon. Or, oh, she got an extra piercing. Like, what the heck? I thought she got married in the temple. It's like, no.
Why? Yeah.
Those are such tiny details that do not need to be focused on. And seriously, they're nothing. They don't matter when it like really comes down to it.
Yeah. And when you do that and you push those feelings onto other people, it only pushes them away. Like, making them feel bad for little tiny things that they're just kind of struggling with. And like, you have no idea what they even feel or believe. They could be struggling with their testimony and you being like, oh, well, they wore bikinis. So I don't like, I thought they were like really Mormon. I just don't think that's modest. How could you ever wear a bikini and believe in the gospel? It's like, what? That has no correlation.
No.
Like, wearing a bikini first of all, when you're at the beach and you're wearing a swimsuit anyways.
Right.
It's like, you can try and find modest swimsuits, and if that's what you feel is good, then that's fine. But sometimes it's like, you have to ask yourself not that you can govern your entire life and be like, what do I think? But you have to question yourself and figure out for yourself, and you know what's good and you know what's bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're honest with yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what feels good and what doesn't. And it's like, just follow that. And
do it for you and don't worry about other people is the thing.
That's the key. I have a friend who is not Mormon, but she's Christian, and she gets hate as well. She's a large platform, but she gets hate when she wears bikinis too. And she's always just like, guys, this, like you said, this does not correlate. Like, I'm not a bad person because I showed my stomach. Seriously. I mean, I think that a lot of the things that people are so hung up on literally have not been mentioned like in anything in the church since literally the 1970s. I'm like, why are we still talking about this? You know, just the tiniest little things that people are like, that's not good. It's like, where did you get that information?
Yeah, it's like, let's focus on, and the thing is, we're not saying like these little things are good. It's not like, oh, these, like getting a second beer and getting tattoos, those are good. You should do that.
It's just more of just, you're,
why are you focused on those when there's so much bigger, there's so many more issues that are so much more important than just the tiny details. And it's personal. You have to think about what you're doing wrong. And it's just like this. One of the apostles gave a talk and said, stop judging me because I sin differently than you.
Yeah, I loved that. It's like we all sin. We all do wrong things. And don't pick and choose. I think I mentioned this on Tyson's episode. You don't get to decide what's bad. You know, I can do this, but oh, you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we all struggle and we all have areas that we slip up. And it's not okay to, you know, I don't know. Everyone sins and everyone does things that aren't the best. It's not your job to worry about
those. Well, and I think it's okay if you realize, because I notice myself doing it sometimes too, where if I see someone on Instagram and I know that they're LDS and like I'll see them drinking coffee or something, my first reaction, like I'm not gonna lie, is I'm like, oh, but then I'm like, wait, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm no better. So I don't know why. But it's almost like it's been
drilled in your head. We've learned in
it. Yeah. So we've learned in it. We've learned it to kind of think like that, where it's like, oh, we're all. JC's husband, Leif, was just saying this, that as Mormons, we have such almost black and white what we should and shouldn't do. And so we feel like we're one big family, and we feel like we all, it's like your siblings, like, you know how you were raised, you know, they're like what they're being held to, like what standards they're being held to by your parents. And so you want to know all of their business. So when you see someone else that's LDS or Mormon, that's how you feel about them.
You feel like you, it's weird.
Like you know so
you
much
feel
about
like you
them.
Know so much about them. Like, oh, we're both Mormon. The reality of it is everyone's you raised don't. So differently. So yeah, it's easier. What I think Leif was saying is it's easier to judge because you think we're all held to the same standards, you know, as an LDS community, we've all been taught the same things. So when you see someone that's doing something that you don't think is okay, you just assume that's not okay. Why mm-hmm. are you doing that? When in reality, we're all raised different ways. We all, first of all, have different seasons of life. Like I was just talking to my friend Mandy on the phone, and she was saying, everyone's on their own journey to figuring out like the church or their testimony, what they believe in. And it's not your job to, you know, maybe they're not wearing their garments. Maybe they're struggling, like you said, struggling with their testimony, and maybe they're whatever. And that's part of their journey. And maybe later on down the road, they will be, or maybe they won't, but it's not up to you.
And you know what the best way to help people like that is? To just be there with them and be their friend and support them and love them no matter what. And that's, to me, I'm like, that's all you really can do. You can't be like, hey, you need to start doing this. You need to start doing this. They're not going to do that.
No.
Like, human nature is to go against what people tell you to do, honestly.
Seriously. And that's why even when people are like, tell me if you're Mormon. Like I've said, it almost turns me away. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to literally talk about it ever again then, because you guys are being so pushy. It's almost like you want to show them, well, in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't owe you guys any, you know, I don't have to tell you that I'm Mormon. I don't have to share this all the time because that's special to me. And I don't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like you don't deserve to know if you're going to be so judgmental about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. That's just totally my opinion.
Well, and you're not going to just message them and be like, yeah, I believe this and this and this. I'm really struggling with this and this and this. And it's like,
no.
What? You don't even, maybe if they were like your best friend or your sister or something, but as just a random person that you know from the internet.
That's what I'm saying. You don't owe them
an
explanation
exactly.
for what you're doing. And I also just wanted to say this because I told Chelsea, like, why am I crying? I don't even know why. I'm like getting emotional already. But I was at this ward and this guy, he gave this really good talk. And then basically people, or maybe it was just a testimony meeting, but once a month in Mormon wards, we have like what's called a testimony meeting where people just get up and bear their testimony and basically, yeah, just tell their experiences and how they...
Just bear testimony of what they believe in.
Yeah. And this guy got up and he just said, like, you know, I don't know that the church is true, but I really hope it is. And like, I'm here every week because I'm just trying my best and like, I love the way it makes me feel, but like, I don't know why I'm crying. I don't know that it's true. And I just thought, like, thank you. Because, you know, most people that get up on Sundays to bear their testimonies, it's just, I know this church is true. And as someone who sometimes, you know, I've felt like that. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've been raised this way, but what do I really believe? And, you can feel like almost shame, like ashamed of that, you know, growing up Mormon because.
No, I understand you.
Because everyone around you, quote unquote, like knows the church is true. And you're like, what the heck? I remember being like younger and people just always, even in young women's, which is like from the time you're 12 to till you're 18. People would always say, I know that the church is true. Like girls my age. And I would just be like, oh, I don't think I know that. I mean, yeah. I believe in it and I hope it, but like, I don't think I know that. And so anyway.
So you feel almost evil if you for a second think like, well, what if it's not?
Yeah, what if it's not true? And you know what? That's okay.
And that's what, here's the thing that me and my husband always talk about, and my husband's so open about is, it's almost like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like,
figure it out.
Figure it out for yourself. Like, you aren't supposed to just lean on what everybody else is saying.
No, that's like, the last
God
thing.
God doesn't want you to do that.
Yeah. No, he wants you to have a testimony and a relationship with him individually. And anyway, so I just remember feeling so grateful for that guy that said that because I just thought, thank you. No one has literally ever said that in mm-hmm. a testimony meeting that I had been to before. And it, like, gave me a lot of comfort because... Well, what Leif said is, he said, I think you'd be shocked at how many people do feel like that. And because if you are unsure or if you're struggling with your testimony, the last thing you're going to do is get up and to the pulpit and speak about what you know to be true if you don't know, you know? And so, anyway, I have felt like that so many times before and, like, I still feel like it occasionally. And I think a lot of people have these moments where they – almost like an epiphany of some sort where they really come to know that the church is true. And anyway, we all just are on different journeys in life. And I just think it's so important to like realize that everyone's doing their best, whether they're Mormon or not, like it doesn't matter, but we're all just trying, everyone's trying their best. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you think they're not, they're just doing the best they can with the tools
they've
been given and like the way they've been raised. And so sorry that my voice got all nasally after I started crying, but yeah, I hope that like, even if that, what I just said could help literally one person, because mm-hmm. I know what it's like to feel that way. And it really sucks. And like, luckily Leif is just so understanding and not non-judgmental. And I think that, like you said, that's the best way to be, because the best thing you can be for anyone is just an example. Like, actions speak louder than words. So in my opinion, like you said, it's not going to do any good to be like, well, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing this. All you can do is live your life the best way you know how and like be Christ-like and be kind. And that will have more of an impact on people mm-hmm. than anything you ever say is yeah. what I believe.
No, I agree with that. I like that he said, like, I hope it is, because honestly, the church is centered around hope. Like, you just, and not even just, I hope the church is true, but hope in general, just in your life, like all you can really do is hope.
Yeah. Well, and I remember I had a bishop once who said he was at work and his coworker said, like, you know, he told him all the stuff like, oh yeah, don't drink alcohol, and was kind of just telling him a little bit about the standards of the church. And the guy said, well, like, what if it's not true? Like, what happened? He wasn't being rude. He was just yeah. saying, well, what if you die and when it's all said and done, it wasn't true? And like my bishop had said, then I wouldn't regret a thing. I'm just trying to live a charitable, you know, like
a
good life. And like, I mean, when you look at them as rules, I think it can be, you know, that turns people away. It's like, oh, you have all these rules. But almost when you look at them as like opportunities or just things that you believe in that like make your life better, then it kind of gives it a new meaning. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I liked this analogy that I learned one time, I think in Sunday school. They were saying you can look at them as rules, especially in high school, because we learned this in high school, when that's when you really start to be like, these rules are dumb. Like,
yeah.
Why? Why do I have to follow all of these rules? And this is so restricting. And I would get that question a lot too from non-Mormons. They'd be like, why do you do that? That's so restricting. Like, you can't do anything. And I always remember being like, I would say like, I could do them if I wanted to. Like, people are like, oh, you can't do this. Like, I could easily lie to my parents and go do it if I wanted to, but I just don't really want to. And I didn't have like that urge to, because I think I kind of grasped a little bit. I mean, I obviously wasn't perfect, but just in certain areas that other people struggled with that I was lucky enough not to. I remember this analogy that they said, like, the rules or these quote unquote restrictions are like the rope that holds up a kite. Mm-hmm. And so this, they're saying like, oh, this kite was up in the air and it was like, oh, I just wish I could go higher and higher. And the person on the bottom was just slowly unrolling the ravel. If you've ever flown a kite, you know what I'm talking about. Like, he was just slowly unraveling it. So it was going higher. And he's like, no, I just want to go higher, faster, faster, faster. He's like, I just want to be free from all of this like restriction. So he's like, just cut me loose. And so the guy like cuts the string and then the kite just falls down and goes straight to the earth. And it's like, it doesn't realize that that's actually what's holding it up. And that's what's making it fly. And that's what's, you know, helping it progress. So I really loved that analogy, because to me, some of them, and I struggle with a lot of the quote unquote rules. Like I've drank coffee. Yeah. I've drank coffee and I have an extra piercing on my earring. And like, I'm not really like super like, oh, look at me, I'm cool. Like, I don't think that that's a cool thing that I did, but it's just something that I've done. And I've like had to kind of experiment on my own after I graduated, and just kind of, everyone has that phase where they're just kind of discovering things and branching out. And I think it's important. And so I'm not saying by any means, I hope no one thinks I'm being like, I'm perfect, I've always followed the rules. 'Cause no. I definitely have not. Like, I've messed up a lot, but I think just in general, I think realizing that
a lot of times those, like you said, quote unquote rules can really ground you and mm-hmm. actually, like, I don't know, keep your help life you. And going in a really good direction.
Mm-hmm.
And also, not to say that people that drink or whatever are bad people, or that their life is going to spiral out of control. You know, I don't want it to sound like, I don't know, I'm just being very careful.
I know. I don't want to offend like anyone. Tiptoeing. I don't want to offend anybody, but also we're just kind of speaking our truths. Like, yeah. From what we've grown up with what I've experienced.
Well, like, I'm just saying, I know people, like, I know plenty of people who drink and are some of the best people I know. That's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, that's not a deciding factor. Like, if you drink and have tattoos, ooh, you're crazy. It's like you could still have a perfectly fulfilling life and be an amazing person. So that's not, that's not a bad, horrible thing.
It doesn't
thing.
Decide whether you are a good or bad
no.
person.
I wish we honestly had a guest on this podcast or someone that could tell their story, because I don't know, I feel like I've known people who have lived life both ways. Like, even as a Mormon person, they have lived life following the rules and they've also lived life not following the rules. For the most part, they've been happier when they have been, quote unquote, following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's the case for everyone. And I hate saying following the rules. I'm just saying most of the things, like those guidelines that we've talked about, they're not bad things. It's like you said, most people I feel like would agree that it's probably better to not, you know, drink alcohol and do drugs and all this stuff. Like I said, I'm not saying it's a horrible thing, but it's probably healthier not to. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that that's straightforward.
Well, and I think a lot of people, oh, sorry.
No, I'm just saying most of those things are just good things. Mm-hmm. So, well, Mormon or not, I think that having something that you believe in, we've talked about this, it's like good for your health to mm-hmm. to believe in something in a greater purpose, and it really gives you meaning and purpose to your life. And I think
it helps you not just think like, wow, I'm just why am I here? I'm just pointless. I'm an accident.
Yeah.
Like, if that's your case, you're just not going to really have any motivation to do anything.
Well, and then I feel like you don't care as much about whatever, ruining your mm-hmm. body or whatever you want to do, because it's like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
But if you do believe that you are like divinely created and you have this purpose and God loves you, it's much easier to make those decisions that are going to like bring you more happiness ultimately.
Yeah. And I think something to understand too about LDS people is all those things like don't drink coffee, don't drink alcohol, don't, you know, following what we call the word of wisdom, where it's about health. It also touches on what you eat. It's not just like all these other things. It's also like eat meat sparingly and like the grain is for this, and saying like just eat healthy. Like, you got to take care of your body, because not just to be like look perfect or anything to that matter. It's just because your body is a gift from God. Like, your body is such a special tool and that you've been given, and it can do amazing things. So take care of it. That's basically why it exists, is because it's this beautiful thing that we've been given, and we don't want to mess it up. And that's the reasoning behind it. So in case anybody's like, well, why are these rules even in place?
Right. No, that's a good description of it.
Just all in all, I think the Mormon principles and doctrines is like, it all comes down to love. That's all that the church really wants, is like love and to be good and to be charitable. And they believe in service and helping other people. And family. It's just like, yeah, and family. And that's the most, like, they just want happiness. And I think that gets skewed a lot of times from non-Mormons looking into Mormons. Sometimes they get confused because all they see is the rules. And they see like, well, what's even the point? It's like, basically, it's just happiness. And we have this plan of happiness that we can live with our families forever and we can be happy and we can. And that's really the only thing we can take with us. And I think a lot of religions and a lot of people believe that the only thing we can take with us is ourselves and other spirits. You know what I mean?
Like when we die, you mean?
Yeah, when we die, that's the only, like, we can't take anything else with us besides our spirits and who we've become and our relationships. And so,
and I seriously want to reiterate a million times, especially to people who are not LDS, like Mormon doctrine, the actual doctrine and what we believe is so different than Mormon culture and how people act sometimes, mm-hmm. which seems kind of confusing.
People just get stuck on the details.
Right. I think that's really why it's so different, is because we've been taught certain things and people really let those little details get in the way of the big picture. And I don't,
but again, we're generalizing because not all Mormons are like that. Actually, probably a majority of them are, especially in other places. This is mostly seen in Utah. Honestly, I'm just going to be straightforward, and Arizona, and a little bit in like the Western, I don't know about the Eastern, like East Coast at all, but it's mostly where we grew up. That's what we're talking about. We've seen it. But in places around the world, I don't really know how it is, but you also have to realize there's always good and bad in every group of people. Like, that's where stereotypes come along. And I've ran into people, for example, I was at a dog park and this guy came up to me and was talking about something, and somehow Mormons got brought up. And this was in like Riverside, California. And he said something along the lines of Mormons. And I was like, oh, I'm Mormon. And he was like, oh, you are? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, so, you know, you're missing out on a lot of good weed, a lot of good alcohol, and a lot of good, I forgot what else, something else. He's like, I don't know, just that's just my opinion. You guys are really missing out. And like kind of said in a harsh tone where I was like, I've never actually encountered that in person kind of like hostility. Because for the most part, growing up, I've never ran into people who were like, I hate Mormons. Like,
yeah.
And so I was kind of like, okay. And I saw him 2 days later at the dog park. And I remember going home being kind of shaken up about it because I didn't really know what to say. And I was just like, oh, I kind of said like, yeah, no, I know. Like, I'm not oblivious to the world.
Yeah.
Like, I know there are a lot of good stuff out there, but I don't really miss it. Like, kind of being sassy back because I just kind of got defensive.
Well, and the thing also, I feel like some people think that Mormons are oblivious or that they're so naive, but it's like, it's just a choice that we've made.
Honestly,
it's
not, yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of the times, so not to expose my husband, but he's drank before and he has tried other things, and he always said like, I always believed that the church, like I always believed in God, but like he had we'll call it his experimental phase and he's come back and it's like, he knows and I know as well. It's like, we know what we're missing out on, quote unquote.
Right.
It's not like this, like, oh wow, there is a whole new world
drinking out there that I could do. Yeah, it's like, wow. Yeah, well, obviously, like, yeah. It's just, we all have our free agency. That's something we believe. We all have the choice to make. We have the opportunity to make whatever choice we want.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
As LDS people, that is what we believe. Mm-hmm. So that's why I get so confused when it's this huge judgmental thing. I'm like, wait, you realize that we believe in agency and everyone can make their own choices.
Yeah, exactly. That's, anyway, so he came back the next day and I was kind of awkward because I didn't know what to say. And because he was like an older guy. Yeah. And he was like an older guy, like in his like 40s or something. He was like in the Marines. So he was terrifying. And so I wasn't going to like argue with him. And he came back and he's like, hey, I just really want to apologize for like how I acted the other day. I just had a neighbor who was Mormon, and we just didn't have a good relationship, and like he was kind of mean to me. And so I kind of softened up a little bit, and I was like, oh, I was like, it's totally fine. I get it. And I was like, I think we just have to realize that there are good and bad in every group of people. And I said, I was like, honestly, I feel like there's a lot more good in a lot of groups than there are bad.
Yeah.
And
in so, most groups, honestly.
Yeah. So I said, so I understand that. Like, I don't judge you for getting defensive or judging me. I judged other people plenty of times, and I'm working on it, but.
No, that's a good.
I think if you just, that's a good reminder.
That's a good story.
So I think that just remembering, honestly, if anything getting out of this podcast, just remember that everyone's going through their own thing, and not to judge other people based on what you think that they should be doing, and worry about yourself, because everyone comes from different families. Everyone was raised differently. They come from different backgrounds. You have no idea what's going on. You don't know what their beliefs are. You don't know what they're struggling with. So
be nice. Just
be nice.
Well, even when people say like, you should be posting more, like I'll see people comment that on other people's stuff. You should be posting more about the church if blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you don't even know if they believe in the church.
Yeah. Why are you
literally
saying
don't have
that?
A clue. Like, just because they're Mormon or they were at one point doesn't mean that they have the exact same beliefs and standards as you, and they should do what you say.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, we're taught from a young age to share the gospel whenever we can.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody is the same personality. Some people are really good at sharing things and like just shouting from the rooftops what they believe in, but other people aren't. Like, I'm not very good at like, all growing up, I was kind of, it was hard for me to not stand up for myself, but kind of in a sense, and I've gotten better at it. But so it was always hard for me. Like, I didn't understand how to do that, to just be like, this is what I believe and blah, 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 blah. Cause I was just afraid of criticism. Like you said, like, I'm pretty sensitive too, like, pretty dang sensitive. And I did not want to open myself up to that.
Yeah.
So you can't judge people and think just because you might be like that, you might be posting all the time and you might be making vlogs about it, doesn't mean that other people's personality will allow them to do that so comfortably.
Yeah.
They might be sharing the gospel in their own way. They might be sharing what they believe in a different way.
Yeah. No, I think that's super important to remember. And I also want to say that I'm just airing all my dirty laundry, I guess, just telling all my flaws. But there are things like within the church that I don't necessarily always agree with. It's not like I don't know. I mean, I'm far from a perfect church member. I feel like I don't claim to be. So anyway, there are plenty of things that I've disagreed with or had struggles with or been hesitant about. And I, through everything, I just have to focus on how I feel. And it's without a question, I feel way better when I am doing those things that bring me closer to God, like just praying and serving. And I can't deny that I feel so much better when I'm doing those things. And so I feel like that is, I'm like, that's why I stick around. But yeah. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I think if other people struggling, just focus on how they feel and actually put in some effort into doing those things, because you can't know if you don't try. I think that's the thing that I've realized is I've never wanted to just throw in the towel and be like, eh, this is like, I guess I just don't want to do this. I wanted to really put in the effort before, you know,
you made
to make a decision either way, because anyway, and I have found that I do feel better when I am doing those things. So
yeah, anyway. No, I completely agree with that. I think it goes back to asking those questions for yourself and like being open to ask your question, like, well, what do I actually believe? And like, what am I, like you said, sticking around here for?
There has to be a reason. If you're literally doing it, if you are just doing it because that's the way you're raised and your parents told you to, I don't think that you'll be able to do it forever if that's the reason, you know?
Yeah, you have to find it out.
You have to find out your own reason, and everyone is just on their own timeline. Mm-hmm. So you also can't rush other people into figuring it out for themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
I know. It's just, there's a whole lot, and it's sometimes hard to talk about because it's so touchy, I feel like, because both of our families are LDS, and a lot of where we come from is LDS, and a lot of my followers, I think, are LDS.
Yeah.
Just because those are the people I know. Like you said, me and my husband have kind of had to do the same thing where when we got married, We got married in the temple and I was super gung-ho about it. And I'd been raised super strong. My parents, we went to church every single Sunday. Never doubted it for a second. Like, never really thought that I could doubt it, honestly. Like, where I just was like, oh yeah, this is how it is. That's all I know. You know, it's not even like there's really no other option. Until I got out and like went to college and all this stuff. And I still kind of went to church and I had to really rely on that. And like my loneliest times, I think when you start to question everything, when you're not no longer, your parents aren't waking you up to go to church every Sunday. And all of a sudden you have to wake up on your own and decide to go by yourself. And especially after you get married, we got married and we were super good for the first year. We were like pretty gung-ho about going to church. We had a calling. And a calling is like something that you do.
Kind of like a little job within the...
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting paid.
Yeah, you're not getting paid.
Just like teaching a little, like a class of kids or something.
Yeah, so we were teaching like a primary class, which is of nine-year-olds, which was so fun. And we loved going to church. And I think that was important for us because we felt that that was our strength. Like if my husband is like one of the most personable and warm, nice people. And so he just... That was like our strength. Like,
and it was like a purpose to go to church.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. And so we moved around a lot. So every 6 months we moved. So it'd be hard to like get really attached to a ward, which is just the people that go to the same church every week. And when we were in California, we kind of, you know, would not go as much. We'd make up excuses. And then it's just so easy to just stop.
Yeah, going. It is.
And before you know it, you're like, oh, I'm inactive because I haven't gone to church in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's that's even hard for me to admit because a lot of my family probably listens to this and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
But it's the truth. And like, it's okay because we've talked to our bishop and we're like, honestly, like, I know we aren't here a lot. Can you give us a calling? Like, we want to serve people and that's our strength. And we might struggle in other areas of it where we're not perfect and like we're trying our best. But I think it's important to play to your strength in church and in any kind of community is to find something that you feel fulfilling in and find something that you love about it. And that's what we loved about it. Like we had like little nine-year-olds that were so just cute and like so innocent. And honestly, we would learn more from them.
Yeah.
When I'm crying about a primary class, but... We would learn more from them because they were just so innocent and funny. And all of a sudden we realized we were being so selfish and all we cared about was ourselves. And we started to realize like we were getting more and more miserable. And it wasn't even like,
you mean when you were not going to
church? Yeah. When we weren't going to church as often and we just kind of slowly, it's like one thing at a time you start to stop doing. And it's like, oh, we stopped having prayers together. We stopped doing this. And like, it just kind of...
You notice it after a while. It's like, I'm not feeling as uplifted as I once was.
Exactly.
And then you kind of have to take a look in the mirror at what has changed.
Yeah, exactly. So we finally asked our bishop and our new ward, we're like, hey, can you give us a calling? Because honestly, that's going to help us and we feel better and we're going to try our best, but that will help us a ton. And it will... kind of hopefully get us back. And that's just going to be our first step. And you don't have to worry like, oh shoot, I have to start saying my prayers and all these millions of things. It's like literally the theme of our podcast is just take it one step at a time. So that was for us. We're like, okay, we want to start feeling better. We don't want to be as selfish. We want to, but we can't just flip a switch.
Right. It's not like overnight. Well, it's like when we've talked about diets or exercising, it's not just like, okay, now I'm a crazy diet, you know,
yeah,
or
it's like now I'm a Molly Mormon. It's like, or now I'm super religious. It's just tiny steps at a time and realizing that it's so much bigger than just you too. Like
And you have to want it.
Yeah. And I think at that point we kind of realized when nothing else in our life was going the way we planned and we were kind of hitting our rock bottom and we kind of had to evaluate what was important and we realized family, like each other, like that's all we have. And church just is like, that's my favorite part of Mormonism. And
we've been crying a lot. We've recorded two episodes and we've bawled literally
all day. No wonder I'm so tired. My eyes hurt. That's my favorite part of the gospel just in general is it's so family oriented. And whether you have a super strong family or not, like I love my family and I just love like my friends and my and I consider like you family.
Yeah.
And like me and Nick, I'm like, that's what's important. Like having us be okay and like working through whatever we're doing, and we can get through that. And that's, in the grand scheme of things, not important.
Like, what's not important?
I'm like, family. No.
Like family and
money
church.
And jobs and where we live and just, you know, all the other things. Like those things in the grand scheme of things don't matter. Like no. What really matters is your family
and like in your times of crisis, I think I remember just talking to someone and being like, honestly, I feel so bad that I don't really have this strong, strong desire to go to church. I just don't at this point in time. Like, you know, I'd mentioned that and my friend had said, it's probably because things are going really well for you right now. And yeah. It was like a light bulb. I'm like, you know what? That's true.
Yeah.
Because things are going well, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, Leif and I have a great relationship and financially things are good and we love California and I mean, really yeah. Nothing to complain about it on the surface. Like everything is pretty good. And during times like that, it's kind of hard to have the desire for something else. Cause yeah. You're just like, extra work. Why would I go to church for 3 hours a week and pray every night and blah, blah, blah. When everything's great. Like, mm-hmm.
Asking for anything.
Yeah. And first of all, I think that praying is so important or meditating or anything like that, because it's kind of just a gratitude thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's equivalent, even if you're not asking for anything, it's just like saying, hey, I'm so grateful for all these mm-hmm. things that you've blessed me with. And everyone has things that they're blessed with.
And as soon as you start naming things off, if you start one thing, it's just going to go on forever. Like you can be like, I'm grateful for having all of my fingers. I'm grateful for having all of my toes. I'm grateful for my legs. I'm grateful that I have hair. I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my dog. I'm grateful.
Oh, there's anything. Like
literally it'll go on for ages.
Yeah. You can name a million things. And so anyway, and to contrast it, I remember when Leif had that, he had like a little issue with his heart and went to the hospital and it was actually really scary. He had to be in the ICU and they were taking all these tests and they thought he might have had a heart attack. And like, it was just really, really scary for me. And I was completely alone because I don't have any family in California. And this was over a year ago, but, and I just remember like relying on God so much at that point and just praying so much, like, please, please, please. Like, I just want everything to be okay. Like, please just comfort me. Like, I have no family. And so anyway, when my friend had said that, like, it's probably because things are going well, I remembered that time and I'm like, yeah, you're right. Because during that time when I was just so desperate, like I felt like I needed God, but kind of the lesson is you always need God. It's like you said, it's so much bigger than just you. And even when things are going good, you should be thanking him, mm-hmm. you know?
That's especially when you should be thanking him.
Yeah.
And when you realize, I think it's like opposite, because I was talking to my dad when me and Nick started going through like some struggles just financially and everything started to kind of seem like really overwhelming all at the time. And I remember my dad telling us that exact thing. He said, well, honestly, he said, and my dad is super good about not being judgmental. I feel like he's very open-minded. He's very strong in the church, but he also, I've never felt like I couldn't tell him anything or I couldn't like tell him how I feel at all. And he said, well, honestly, like I feel like you guys kind of not got selfish, but everything was going good for you guys. Like you guys are making good money. You guys are just like living a happy life. He's like, so it didn't really seem important until now. And he's like, I'm not saying that God's punishing you at all, but it's like now you're starting to realize like maybe this is a test to show you like even when things are going good, like you have to understand what's important. And just like you said, like that's especially when you should be grateful and you should understand what's going good, because it's easy when you have nothing. It's easy when you have like when you're at rock bottom to understand like what's important, and you need those moments to kind of get a better perspective of, you know, what your first priority is. So I really like that you said that too, because I remember him saying that to me and it really kind of hitting me and being like, oh shoot, yeah, we kind of just not spoiled brats, but that's kind of what you feel like. And you're like, oh,
things
I'm
are
fine.
Going good. I'm yeah. fine. Like, yeah.
And then once you realize I need help and I'm always going to need help and I'm sorry. And you're right. Like I was in the same position where I was like praying, like when things were bad and I'm like, I feel guilty. I feel like I can't pray now because I wasn't praying when things were good.
Yeah.
And that's Satan saying that. Like, right. That's Satan telling you you shouldn't pray. It's like, God still wants you to pray.
And you're, it's, you guys, we have been literally bawling. I'm not joking for like hours today. I'm like getting tired, man. I know. No, it's never too late to start praying or start these new habits or forming a relationship with God. Like, no matter how far you've gone, I don't think it's ever too late. And anyway, is there anything else you want to say before I...
Honestly, there's probably a lot that we forgot or didn't touch on, but I hope you guys kind of got the gist of it. I hope you guys don't think that we're being super judgmental or we're being close-minded or I don't know. Like, we honestly wanted to come here and speak our truth about it and tell you what we
our experiences feel. And what we have believed and how we grew up and stuff. But
and we understand there are lots of different beliefs out there, and we are totally 100% fine and open to those as well. But we're just are speaking our truths here.
Yeah, I feel like we're both aware enough to know. And we've also had quite a bit of experience outside of church. I mean, I know you haven't traveled too much, but I'm like, I know you haven't, but...
I know you haven't been to Bali, but...
No. I mean, we've traveled a lot. And also, I think living in California, you've lived in California as well. So mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's this evil place or anything, but it's just a lot different from Utah or Arizona, where we've both lived. And I think that it's been really good for me because I've learned a lot. And I actually think it's cool to learn about other beliefs too mm-hmm. and learn what other people believe and their background and...
And I feel like a lot of religions all come back to love, honestly. Like, coming back to loving and happiness, and they all kind of have the same theme, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all very different, but.
Yeah. No, I think it's just, important to respect everyone's views. So anyway, we hope that this didn't ruffle anyone's feathers and that you guys still love us.
So please stop messaging us. Are you Mormon?
Yeah. If I get one more message. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't offend me.
When you ask,
I just think that because people have been so pushy and nosy and I've gotten hatred in the past, I'm scarred by it, but I'm good. And also I said this to Chelsea earlier, but like, I only want to share the things that I feel genuine sharing. So I'm not just going to post like this Mormon article and be like, this is what I believe in, if I don't feel inclined to do so, because then it would just be ingenuine. And I think the best way, like I said, to impact people is be an example, be kind and loving. And if I do ever feel inclined to share those things, then of course I will, you know, but I have never wanted to just post things like, we're going to church on Sunday and this is what we learned, to make other people happy mm-hmm. and to make sure, you know, our family and friends know and my followers know, look, guys, we're still, you know, active and everything's good. It's like, I don't feel like I should have to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I've gotten to a place where I'm comfortable just posting what I want to post. Anyway, yeah. So that's just a side note. But hope you guys enjoyed this all over the place message that we had today.
This very messy podcast today. Hopefully you got something out of it.
Yeah, hopefully you learned at least one thing or could relate on any level. Honestly, like, please tell us if you can relate, because
that'll validate us.
Yeah, please validate me.
No. Everyone's like, I literally didn't understand a word you said. Awesome.
Like, you're crying the whole time and sniffling. Awesome.
So you guys know the freaking drill.
I can't say this one more time. I'm like, wait.
Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on any social media. What We Said Podcast. Okay. You can find us. Email us at hello@whatwesaidpodcast. But you can also find our email on our Instagram. Last but not least, if you want to be nice and help us grow, if you want to screenshot this episode that you're listening and post it to your story and tag us, we would freaking love it. I don't know if I've said freaking like seven times. Yeah,
problem.
Because we're talking about being Mormon. I'm like, freaking. No, we would love it. And also...
No more.
I was going to say we were going to send...
This is a good thing.
Awesome. Nope, you lost your chance.
Awesome. Okay, we've said awesome far too many times.
Awesome.
No, but yeah, we're going to be sending out little packages. If you guys screenshot this and put it on your story, we're going to pick someone every week to send a little bag of or little box of goodies too.
So, and they're goodies. There's some
really good stuff in there. But we really appreciate your support and we love you guys dearly.
We do. We seriously appreciate you guys so much.
And that's what we said.
Bye guys.